The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Japan just elected their Donald Trump. Obviously, their Donald Trump looks a little different since she is a she and she's Japanese as well. But her policies are basically a carbon copy of Donald Trump's, and this is a huge win for conservatives all around the world. Obviously, the globalists and the leftists over at the UN are very upset, as well as leftists here in the United States. Her name is Sanae Takaichi, and she is now the president of the Liberal Democrat Party in Japan, which I know sounds really weird as an American because that does not sound conservative at all, but she is ultra conservative. Before I show you all of her policy positions and how that's going to help America, because I think it really is, here's what Trump said about her win. He tweeted out on Truth Social, "Japan has just elected its first female prime minister, a highly respected person of great wisdom and strength. This is tremendous news for the incredible people of Japan. Congratulations to all, President Donald J. Trump." To which she responded on X and said, "I was very pleased to receive such a warm words of congratulations from Donald Trump, truly hoping to work together with President Trump to make our Japan-America alliance even stronger and more prosperous and to advance a free, open Indo-Pacific." And that is the part that I am really excited about with all of this. The more countries that have conservative nationalists running them, the better, in my opinion. Obviously, I don't want the United States meddling in elections like they have in the past, but when it happens, and when you have Donald Trump leading the way and other countries are able to see that, this is the result, and it's a very good thing. Takaichi won her election pretty solidly. Here are the results. They basically had two elections. How it works there is they take the top two candidates, and if there's another one, they get eliminated. All the other ones get eliminated, and it comes down to the final two if they don't get 50% or higher. That's what happened. You can see here in the first round, she got 31%. Second place got 27. Third place got 22. So he was eliminated. And then in the final round, she won with a 54.25% win to his 45.75%. I actually did an estimate on how many electoral votes that would be in the U.S. if someone were to win about 54%. It would be about 320 to about 360 electoral votes. So that would be a landslide. And it was a landslide in Japan. Leftists, globalists, freaking out about this all over the world. They're freaking out because of what she believes in and what she's going to do. It's really fantastic. Here are the key promises and kind of the aims of Takaichi, as well, and a lot of this points to what she's done because she's been in their legislature there. On the economic side, she is very similar to J.D. Vance and Donald Trump in that she believes in big stimulus, public spending to offset inflation. Again, not a fiscal conservative, really, but neither is Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a lot more fiscally conservative in his first term. His second term, you know, having tariffs is not a fiscally conservative thing. So they're very similar in that way. She does believe in tax cuts, subsidies in certain areas, especially for households in rural areas, which is also true for Donald Trump. Large investment in strategic sectors, as well as AI, biotech, semiconductors, defense, etc. Again, that sounds like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not the same as Thomas Massie, for example, right? Thomas Massie, I would consider a conservative, you know, a fiscal conservative and a libertarian. I agree, by the way, more with Thomas Massie, honestly, on the economic side. But in any case, she is more like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. On the defense and security side, she wants to push to revise the Constitution's Article 9, which is to basically legalize stronger military and defense spending and roles. She also wants stronger alliances with the U.S. And the reason why is because she is very anti-China, very pro-Taiwan, which is really good for the United States because the United States can then use Japan in order to secure that region so that the semiconductor global supply chain is protected, and so the United States doesn't have to directly get involved. I think that's a really fantastic just alliance in terms of if you don't want American troops on the ground, you can subsidize Japan and have them do it. And I think that's a good way to deter China from going in and disrupting the semiconductor market in Taiwan. On the social cultural side, she wants to expand healthcare for women, especially for fertility and family supporting policies. Fantastic. Tighten immigration, which is one of her biggest policies, which is why I say she is their Donald Trump. Wants to really crack down on people who are trying to get in for economic reasons. Wants to crack down especially on Muslims entering the country. Wants to tighten rules on foreign land ownership, which is obviously something conservatives in America are huge on. I'm massive on it. I live in Utah. Lots of Chinese-owned land out here. In fact, we have a massive Air Force base out here, and we have Chinese-bought land right next to that Air Force base, which is not a coincidence. And then finally, some of kind of her social and identity politics. She wants to maintain traditional family values in law. She actually rejected in a bill, there was a bill put forward to try to make it so men and women could have separate last names. And she actually opposed that. She said, you know, married people had to have the last name, which obviously is very, very culturally conservative from her side. So again, sound familiar? Like, this is Donald Trump, 100%. Here's a video, by the way, because immigration is one of her biggest things, of her saying that she is not letting immigrants anymore until they figure out this crazy immigration problem that the whole West is having.
私は外国人との穏やかな、お互いに思いやりを持って生きられる付き合い方はどうすればできるんか、一辺ゼロベースで考えるつもりです。毎年毎年、私たちと文化や何もかもがあんまりにも違う人たちをまとめて入れていくということ。この政策は一旦考え直さなあきません。経済的な動機でやってきて難民を主張する人、きちんとお帰りをいただきます。また、不法滞在の人たちにも厳格に法律を守っていただきます。
Every single Western country is going through this right now. They had liberals in office at some point that let in millions of illegal immigrants, and now they have to cut it off completely just to kind of figure out where they're going. What she's saying there is like, we got to start at zero. Legal immigration, I'm one of those guys, I think legal immigration is a good thing because I think there's a lot of people who have things that they can add to America and they love America and all of that. That's fantastic. But I side with her and Donald Trump where it's like, after having 11 million immigrants come into our country legally over just 4 years, like, we got to start at zero and just figure this out. Let the assimilation and the deportations happen. And then maybe in 4 to 6 more years, then we can look at letting legal immigrants in again. But we have a crisis as it is. Like, let's just go down to zero for the time being, and then we can figure it out. Now, why are we talking about this? Like, this is in Japan. Obviously, I've never talked about Japan on the show. The reason why I care about this is because it is good for America. Make no mistake, I am not Japan first. I'm America first. We can't let leaders like other, like, you know, I think of like Keir Starmer, for example. Keir Starmer is not the leader you want in Japan. Leaders like this are good because Trump and them have an understanding together. They can work together on a common goal. And the thing is, we should all admire leaders who are their country first. This is something that's kind of weird about the right now. If you look at the right understands, for example, a lot of people on the right praise Putin, for example, in ways that I don't personally like because I think he's a war criminal, of course. But the reason why they're praising him makes sense. And the reason why is because they see him as Russia first in an admirable way. And that's good leadership. And I agree with that. The reason why I like this lady is because ultimately she is pro-Japanese and she should be, right? As a Japanese citizen, as a leader, she should be Japan first, just like Trump is America first. However, what's weird on the right now, and what surprises me, is that some Republicans say they hate Vladimir Zelensky, for example, or Benjamin Netanyahu, which again cuts against this lady, who a lot of conservatives like, and Putin, for example, because Zelensky is simply Ukraine first, Netanyahu is Israel first, and I respect both of them because of that fact. I would be kind of weirded out if Zelensky was America first or Netanyahu was America first. Again, that doesn't mean I want politicians being bought out by them. I don't want politicians letting them take advantage of us. But if they do take advantage of us, anyone, Canada, Israel, Japan, I don't care who it is. It could be Saudi Arabia. It could be North Korea. I don't care. If they take advantage of us, that is on our politicians, not on them. Because again, every politician should have a their country first mentality. That's what a good leader does. Honestly, they should take advantage of us. Am I really sitting here saying I don't want Donald Trump to try to take advantage of other countries? Of course I do, if it means that it puts America's interests first, right? And so I believe that they should take advantage of us, really, because it just makes sense, because they want a better Ukraine or Israel or whatever. It's our politicians, ultimately, that need to not be suckers. And they're the ones that we have to hold accountable. If they are not good at fending off people who are trying to take advantage of us, that is on them, not on those politicians. Again, I'm very happy about this because Trump can level with someone who is their country first. Because if anyone out there thinks that Trump is going to have an easier time negotiating with like Keir Starmer, for example, they're kidding themselves. Of course not, because Keir Starmer does not understand what Donald Trump really wants. And Donald Trump can't really reason with him in the same way because Keir Starmer does not even want the best for his own country. Usually when you enter into negotiation, you are assuming that the person you're talking to wants the best for themselves. But that's not true for like a lot of Western leaders. You're talking to them, they do not want the best for their country. And so negotiating with them is very, very difficult. However, now he has, you know, he's got a lot in common with one of our closest allies, Japan. I think that's fantastic. I think that's a very good thing. It's very telling for what the world is headed towards at large with their leadership. More family-centered leaders who are nationalists, who are sick of illegal immigration, and want to work with other great Western countries. I love interacting with you guys. That's why I've created my new Substack. It's a weekly newsletter that I send right to your email. It's completely free to you. And I talk about things that I'm not able to get to on the show, either because I ran out of time or because Big Tech is censoring me. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves can see it. And please tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.